It is 4:13, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, today is National Hot Tea Day.
You're kidding.
Yes.
It's a good day for Hot Tea Day. It's chilly.
It is a good day for Hot Tea Day. Do you enjoy hot tea?
Every once in a while, I have tea.
You have a cuppa?
Yes,
so they call it?
Yeah, they do. I hate that. But yeah, that's what they call it. And I usually when I'm not feeling well,
yeah.
Which is weird because it's not medicine.
That's how I feel like that too. I feel like that's what I'm usually drinking when I drink tea as well.
And I don't drink any of your funny teas, your green teas or blueberry teas.
Yeah.
Just tea.
Straight up tea.
Yeah.
So after water, tea is the most widely consumed drink in the world.
Oh.
Yeah. Tea plants are native to East Asia and probably originated in the borderlands of southwestern China and North Burma. An early credible record of tea drinking dates all the way back to the 3rd century AD in a medical text. It was popularized as a recreational drink during the Chinese Tang Dynasty, and tea drinking then spread to other East Asian countries. Portuguese priests and merchants introduced it to Europe during the 16th century, and during the 17th century, drinking tea became fashionable among the English, who started to plant tea on a large scale in India.
When did they start drinking it like this with their pinky up? Did that start early on, or
I would imagine that started early on.
I
yeah,
would think so.
Yeah, fancy it up a little
fancy
with the pinky
tea.
Up. Yeah. So tea plants are propagated from seed and cuttings. About 4 to 12 years are needed for a plant to bear seed, and about 3 years before a new plant is ready for harvesting.
Wow.
Now, the difference between green tea, black tea, white tea, yellow tea, and oolong tea is only from how the leaves are processed. I always thought that it was like a different each one was a different type of tea.
Well, you would
tea
think so.
Leaf or tea plant.
Yeah.
But it's actually due to the oxidation.
Oh.
After the leaves are picked, they begin to oxidize, which is like the same chemical reaction that makes banana peels brown.
Mm.
White tea is the least oxidized tea, followed
by... What is white tea? I've never heard of this white tea before. Do you know what it is?
I mean, I've seen it at Wegmans.
White tea?
Yeah.
Is it really white?
It's probably very light in color.
Is green tea green?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
It's got a green tint. White tea is the least oxidized tea, followed by green tea and oolong tea, and black tea undergoes the most oxidation.
Oolong tea, yeah. Is that golden color? Isn't oolong gold? Is that a color? I feel like it's a color.
I don't know.
I feel like oolong at Sherwin-Williams once.
Oh, like a pink color.
Yeah.
That was oolong.
Yeah.
Oh, was it like a beige? Or like a brown?
Yeah, and it was kind of, and the next morning it looked like mustard. And immediately we painted over it.
Oh, all right.
So that's my association with oolong.
Okay.
I know you were wondering.
I did.
Now you know.
So the four biggest tea producing countries are China, India, Kenya, and Sri Lanka. Together, they represent 75% of world production of tea. And in 2019, global production of tea was 6.5 million tons.
That's a lot of tons.
Now, technically, herbal tea isn't actually tea.
It's not?
It doesn't have any tea leaves in it.
But it has herbs.
Right. They're usually caffeine-free because they don't have any of the tea leaves.
Uh-huh.
And they're just concoctions of different herbs, spices, and other plants like chamomile, hibiscus, and mint.
So let me ask you this, because you seem like a tea expert. Wiki Corner on tea. So does tea have the same amount of caffeine as coffee? Because we always think, I'm tired, I'm going to have some coffee. But
I don't know what the percentages are, but there is caffeine in tea. Yeah, I don't know what the difference is between tea and coffee. But
okay.
Yeah. So tea is the most popular manufactured drink consumed in the world, equaling all others, including coffee, soft drinks, and alcohol combined. India is the world's largest tea drinking nation. Turkey, with around 7 pounds of tea consumed per person per year, is the world's greatest per capita consumer.
Okay.
That's a lot of tea, 7 pounds.
Turkey.
Ireland, as of 2016, was the second biggest per capita consumer of tea in the world. And over in the UK, 63% of people drink tea daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. While here in the United States, 80% of tea is consumed as iced tea.
Iced tea.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. In 1907, American tea merchant Thomas Sullivan began distributing samples of his tea in small bags of silk with a drawstring. The loose tea was intended to be removed from the bags by customers, but they found it easier just to brew the tea with it still in the bag.
Right.
So the potential of this distribution and packaging method would not be fully realized until later on. During World War I, soldiers were given tea bags as part of their rations. which helped the convenient packets become a normal part of the tea drinking routine.
Yeah.
And though it's hard to prove that tea directly influences health, many studies have found that it is associated with several benefits. Drinking several cups of tea per day has been associated with lower risks of liver disease, depression, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. But in clinical research over the 21st century, tea has been studied extensively for its potential to lower the risk of human diseases. But none of this research is conclusive as of 2017.
What does it do to COVID, Sarah? That's what we all want to know these days. Any impact on COVID?
Nothing according to Wikipedia. Okay. But
all right.
You never know.
We'll wait.
You never know.
Somebody's testing that somewhere, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with tea, did
you? Yeah. So we are going to play Tea for Two, Cha-Cha. Oh. Hi, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.
I don't usually do this when we play a record on the station, but I just ask everybody who's listening right now, please don't tune out. Stay with us.
It's an earworm for me. It's been stuck in my head all day. So
even more reason, please don't tune out.
No, don't. Yeah, don't.
You've got something great coming the other side of this song that you will not want to miss. All right, here it is. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Tea for Two, Cha-Cha.
You enjoyed that. Don't even lie. You were dancing to it, and you were smiling, and you enjoyed it.
Christopher Walken would love that. More cowbell.
That is a very Christopher. Like, I can picture, I don't know why, but I can picture Christopher Walken like dancing to that song.
Yeah, of course, in his Christopher Walken creepy way.
Yeah,
that was, and I was playing air cowbell, I will say.
You were.
To that song. All right, pick three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do them. Go.
All right, tea is the most widely consumed drink in the world after water.
Technically, herbal tea isn't actually tea.
And Turkey consumes the most tea per capita in the world.
Gobble, gobble.
Not that kind of
turkey. Not that kind of turkey, of course. Well, that's fascinating. You did some side research there while I was doing the cha-cha. And you found that...
Tea has more caffeine than coffee, but something about the temperature of the water.
You release more caffeine because coffee is brewed at a higher temperature.
Right, and use more coffee beans than tea leaves.
There you go. So it's a little bit of everybody wins on that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Folks want to learn more about tea, Sarah, on, what is it, Tea Day?
National Hot Tea Day.
Hot Tea Day. What do they do, Sarah? Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. Sure. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And are they celebrating in Boston by dumping it in the harbor, or was that just a one-time thing?
That was just a one-time thing, I think.
Okay.
That'd be a disaster.
Fair enough.
Could you imagine the environmental... activists with that would be.
What did they dump in the harbor?
Yeah.
Tea.
Right.
Bad. It's going to kill off the whatever endangered fish. All right. Very good. Hey, Sarah, thanks. Come back tomorrow, please.
Absolutely.
Voice more Thursday episode.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.